Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting third. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Berra moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berra scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Lump moves to second. One out. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to home to get Skowron. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Yankees. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump juggles the ball. That's an error on Lump. Gurnett moves to second. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler bunts towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Button moves to second. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-0 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson misplays the ball. That's an error on Richardson. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 2 in the game. McDougald is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Berberet is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bobby Richardson. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Jerry Lump now playing shortstop. Gil McDougald now playing second base. Ryan Duran now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with McDougald covering, for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Barra and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Bob Smith now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to second. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is walked intentionally. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Ryan Duran. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to third. Carey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Steven settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Cux now pitching. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Budden. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Bob Smith. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Zach Monroe now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-4 in the game. McDougald bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDougald for the out. Bauer moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle is walked intentionally. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berra for the out. Bauer moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out.